Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. And I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry. And tonight on the line, we have Editor-in-Chief Larry Stevens of Encore Magazine. Are you on the line, sir?
I am. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. I can't complain.
That's great. If you don't mind sharing a little bit about yourself, a little bit about the magazine and what you got going on, and with our listening audience at this time, you can do that.
Well, first and foremost, thank you for having me on. I credit this contact with Mr. Will Odom, which I met at MegaFest on this past summer. We went to MegaFest and covered the event out there, and we will have coverage of that show in the next issue. My name is Larry Stevens, Larry J. Stevens. That J is for just me. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I am the editor-in-chief. I'm also the president, CEO, dishwasher. I wash the toilet and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Encore HD Magazine is a hair, fashion, and lifestyle publication which showcases local talent, local barbers, local stylists, local fashion designers, local people who are trying to. I had a munchkin at the door. Sorry about that. We're trying to showcase their work on a national scale. Now, we are on a national scale in terms of our listener or our readership. We are in over 2,000 stores nationwide. We have Walmart carries us, Barnes & Noble carries us, Books A Million carries us nationwide, and Hastings bookstores, which is a more regional bookstore. But however, mm-hmm. I mean, to God be the glory, I started in the trunk of my car selling magazines to hairstylists, and by and large, we started out as a hair book, as we hairstylists call it. I am a licensed hairstylist as well. I'm a professional photographer. There's a little bit of everything that I do inside the publication. So that's a little bit about me in terms of the magazine and all that kind of thing. And so I just credit to God be the glory for all that has transpired these last. We've been on the newsstands now going on 5 years, and we've been in business for 6 years. So for 5 years we've been on the newsstands. It's been a fantastic ride.
Now, how did you come up with the name Encore, Meg? How did you come up with that name?
Well, I mean, Encore itself means do it again, but better. I was a church choir director back in the day. I taught children, and whenever people would hear a choir sing, you know, they would shout out, Encore, Encore, Encore. That's basically do it again, but better. So each one of our publications that we put out, we put it out and we endeavor to do it again, but better the next time. And that's basically it. And the HD actually started out, we actually started out the HD being high definition hair. And I was shooting with a high definition camera. And basically, I put those two things together and called it Encore HD. And right now, it's actually hair definition right now. So that's where that came from.
Okay. Now, did it, in terms of putting together a magazine, was it difficult when you first started out?
You know, I tell you what. When I first started it, it was very easy for what I was doing in terms of going to hairstylists and soliciting them to put their work inside the magazine, and it cost them money to put their work inside, you know, the magazine. So you know, and I had already, you know, already known those people there. And I started out in Killeen, Texas, you know, right there in Killeen, right there, you know, Fort Hood, right there. And God, I literally know every salon, every stylist, every barber right there in Killeen, Texas. So it was kind of easy because people already knew me. And so I started taking photographs and putting the magazine together. And before you know it, I got myself a nice little hair book that people liked, and that they see the pictures on the inside of it. And you know how you sit at the chair, you're sitting there getting your hair done. It's, you know, you don't quite know what you want, and so you look in one of these magazines, and it's like, I want that. Can you do that, or can you do that and that together? And so that's the whole concept of the magazine, how it started out, that's where I'm a little more extensive right now. But that's how I started out.
Now, when you started out, just you, or you said you did dishwasher, you the photographer.
Right. It was. I mean, I got the name, you know, and back then I just started, went downtown and got my certificate of occupancy, you know, my assumed name, and I went to work. And before you knew it, you know, I know you got a bunch of questions, but I'm going to answer one of these questions now in terms of how it got to national level. Man, it got in the hands of a distributor in L.A. called RCS Publications. RCS Distribution is a distribution company that that publishes magazines on a national level. And this guy called me just out of the blue, and this I'll never forget it. It's like it was yesterday. He asked me this question. He said, "Well, how would you like for your magazine to be on a national level?" I said, "Duh." you know, and at first it was just one of those things that I was trying out, and it turned into that. And this guy, you know, and by the time he got it, I had published 4 issues. So volume 4 got into this guy's hand, and before you knew it, I was flying up to Chicago, Illinois, and you know, by that time I'd already signed a 5-year deal with this distributing company, and the first major call for a front cover story that I got was with a lady by the name of. You've heard of Walter Payton, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. I have.
They call him Sweetness. They call him Sweetness. And so I got a call from this sweet little lady. She says, "Hi, Larry, how are you?" I said, "Who is this?" And she said, "This is Connie Payton." And it just blew me away because I knew who she was. You know, this one guy introduced me to a hair distributor up in Chicago, who got me in contact with Connie Payton's salon or stylist. And so before I knew it, she calls me and started asking me some questions about the magazines. You know, she had already done her research in terms of, you know, the authenticity of the magazine and where was it going to be and all this kind of stuff. And so, I mean, a name like Payton, you know, Connie Payton and you know, the Walter Payton Foundation, we did a story on them and published them. And so volume 5 was the first issue that went on the newsstand nationally. And so before you know it, I mean, it ain't there yet, but I'm endeavoring to be a household name, and I'm really working really hard, Verna, to get that done.
Well, it seems that you are definitely on your way, Mr. Stevenson.
Well, I really am. I mean I'm not trying anymore. You know, I had a really you know, popular person in the beauty industry. I spoke with Mr. Bernard Bronner. I don't know if you've heard of that name before, but the Bronner brothers. Yeah, I had a conversation with him, and I said, well, he said he kept telling me, you know, keep doing what you're doing, and I said, Mr. Bronner, I'm trying. He said, "No, you're doing it."
I said, you are doing it.
I said, "Yes, sir. I appreciate that." And that really encouraged me. You know, and oftentimes when you have people that are I don't say this loosely, but a higher echelon or a person who's been through what you're going through. Now he has a magazine called Upscale. And so he publishes that magazine. So I look to people like that, you know, so who has gone on, who has been successful, you know, in a certain area that I'm in. You know, I'm in the hair business. I'm in the magazine business. Guess what? He's in the hair business. He's in the magazine business. So guess what? I'll try and talk with anyone, you know, and I don't, you know, credit my success on just me. You know, of course it starts with God, but God places certain people in your path so that you can learn, you know, if you listen. Anything worth having is worth working for. So therefore, if you work hard enough and you work diligently enough, you can attain that goal, whatever it is. I don't care what it is. You can attain that goal and go forward, you know, with your dreams and your aspirations. And so these people, you know, I credit, you know, him, Mr. Bernard Bronner. There was Mr. Russell Chu. You know, there's just several people, and there's one particular lady that you know, that really encouraged me starting, you know, when I started out, was Vicki Kelly in Austin, Texas. I went to her. Mm-hmm. She was probably the first person that I went to. She's a hairstylist and a makeup artist, and until this day, she's one of my biggest supporters. And so I went to her and asked her. I said, "Well, what do you think about me doing a hair magazine?" She said, "Go for it, do it." You know, and from that day until now, it's almost been 7 years since I approached her, and you know, she's still there with me. That's hard. That's hard to find, you know.
Great.
Ooh, man, it is hard to find, you know, people who, you know, support you. I mean, 100%, you know, regardless of, you know, your shortcomings and your things. I mean, look, this is not a perfect world. Neither are you a perfect person, you know. So you make mm-hmm. mistakes, and you learn from your mistakes and you move on. But there are certain people, Verna, that are, you know, ride or die regardless.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what Vicki Kelly is. And there's several other people. I mean, if we only have 30 minutes, I can probably name off, you know, 100 people that's still with me. But for the most part, I've been blessed to have the magazine, you know, in people's hands every 6 months, you know, for the last, you know, 6 years.
That's great. So you come out quarterly, or you come out twice a year? How do you come out?
It is twice a year.
Twice
a year. I come out with a spring summer issue, and then a fall winter issue. So it usually comes out around February, March time frame, and then again September, October time frame.
Okay. Now, you started out doing a small publication about hair. So since that time, have you added any new things or different type things to your publication?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes. Actually, volume number four was really the last time. And, you know, it's funny. You know, I'm calling it a magazine. You're calling it a magazine. In the beauty industry, and you know, hairstylists call it a hair book. You know, they call it. And even till the day, they, you know, I'll get people call me and, you know, "Larry, when are you going to put out another book? When are you going to put out another hair book?" I said, you know, every 6 months, you know, it's without fail. And that's what I was getting ready to tell you, is that, you know, it's been without fail, you know, every 6 months for the last, you know, 6.5 years. It's been constant. Yeah, I haven't missed a beat. And so that's, I attribute that to diligence, you know, and having, you know, keeping with the time management and keeping up when I need to be out, you know. And so mm-hmm. between volume five and volume, we're on volume number 13 right now, which will be out in stores in February, March. That'll be our next issue. And as you can see, volume number 12 actually features on the front cover one of the biggest names in pop culture and Christianity, you know, in the world, Bishop T.D. Jakes. And so that,
yes, I'm
kind
looking
of
at it.
Well, that one is probably, and even now it is selling like hotcakes. And so anytime I see, you know, I'll go into, for example, I have a Walmart right down the street, from my house, and I'll go in there periodically and you know, check on the sales and see, you know, how many magazines are still on the newsstand. Well, all the Walmarts that carry us, I mean, we have about 798 Walmarts around the country that carry our magazine. So each one of those stores, they have at least 25 copies.
That's great. That's great.
Okay, so I went in there yesterday, and there was only two on the newsstand. So, yeah.
That's really great.
I'm really excited, but to answer your question, we've changed a whole lot of stuff in terms of it being it evolving from a hair book per se to a full blown hair, fashion, and lifestyle publication. Now we have stories from from people who are in the music industry. We have people who are who draw art. You know, so it doesn't necessarily have to be a hair industry person that we interview. Anybody who has a story that needs to be told, then we're all about it. Well, especially if you're doing something for the community. You know, so that's where we are now.
The connection with
Bishop Jakes, I don't mean to cut you off, but the connection with Bishop Jakes, and a lot of people ask me, well, what does he have to do with hair? Well, again, it's not just a hair book anymore.
Right.
However, the connection though was through there's a guy who I've known this guy for a long time. He's a professional barber. And he has been a barber for the last, I guess, 20 something years. And so I've seen him, you know, in hair shows but anyway, his name is Sip. They call him Sip the Surgeon. And you probably know him. You know, he's there in Dallas, and he's actually Bishop Jakes' personal barbers. Okay, so I was calling Sip one day, and he was on the phone with me, and lo and behold, Bishop Jakes is sitting there in his chair while I'm talking to Sip.
Oh my goodness!
That is so
divine.
I mean, what it though? And
that
so
was
I, you know, I straight up told him. I straight up asked him. I said, you know, well, do you think Bishop Jakes would mind going on the front cover? And he said, yeah, yeah.
That's great.
And not even 2 weeks later, I got confirmation from Bishop Jakes' PR person, called me personally and asked me, you know, when do we need to do it? You know, when would you like to set up the interview? So I did a 30-minute interview with Bishop Jakes, and he is the most interesting person that I've ever talked to. I mean, as far as an interview, I'm trying to interview him, and he's asking the questions. He's engaging. You know, the conversation, and it was just a fantastic interview. And I know you've seen the photographs in there. And I mean, it was just a fantastic interview. I really enjoyed it.
That is so great. And I can talk to you more and more and more. So far spent. I was actually enjoying it. You're very engaging. And, know your market, know your industry, which is really, really great. I enjoy seeing people go from, I don't want to say nothing to something, but take their passion and expand it. I just enjoy it. You say, so what do you think about this? And someone say, go for it. And now look at it.
Yeah.
It's just fantastic. It's fantastic. But Mr. Stevenson, I don't know why I want to call you Stevenson. It's been a pleasure having you on.
I've been called worse, so there's no problem.
We have to have you to come back to share more about Encore Magazine. I get with Mr. Odom, but we'll definitely have to have you come back because
look,
this wasn't long enough.
Only, This was only 30 minutes. No, look, this 30 minutes went by fast, man. I mean, man, I got so much to talk about, trust me, but yeah, I'll be happy to come back on. I really would.
I am definitely going to get with him and see how we can get you back on to finish talking about Encore Magazine, because I still had a whole lot of questions that I wanted to ask about your start and everything. But once again, thank you so much for being on OPM Live Block Talk Radio. It was definitely our pleasure.
Oh, fantastic. I loved it. And they can pick up the magazine from Walmart, as I said, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, Hastings bookstores. I believe there's some Hastings bookstores there in Dallas. But you can see us on Facebook, on our website, www.EncoreHDMagazine.com. And please, by all means, engage us on Facebook. And, look, if you have any questions, any concerns, please, by all means, give us a call.
Most definitely. Most definitely. And, again, thank you so much for being on our show today.
I loved it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We would like to thank our sponsors, Fee Marshall Enterprise, Southern Eagle Music Group, Crevolution Arts, and TND Marketing and Management. To advertise with us, please contact us at area code 901-308-4417, or you may email us at bernavie@vmarshi.com. Leaving you with this, coming from Proverbs 16, the 16th verse through the 18th verse of the King James Version of the Bible: how much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Pride goes before the destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. This has been OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and as always, love, peace, and increase, and be blessed. And leaving you with this, Release the Sound by Mr. John Murray.
We sanctify. Sovereign King.